ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. As a reminder, we discussed the very short period of Rajai's presidency, which ended in his martyrdom by MKO terrorists. Today we are going to talk about the simple life of Imam Khomeini, despite being the leader of the Islamic Ummah. Stay tuned, please. Imam Khomeini's simple way of living was not limited to the period of his studies at the seminary and his struggles against the despotic Pahlavi regime. Rather, the Imam and his family lived a very simple life throughout his leadership as the father of the Islamic Revolution and the founder of the Islamic Republic system. He would never allow his family to do anything which would resemble a luxurious life. Although Imam Khomeini was excessively busy with major policies of the Islamic system and the Islamic Ummah, he was never heedless of the family expenses and would always remind family members on extravagance. Once, he even opposed to adding a new lamp to increase the light of the yard. Although the Imam knew his wife well, he would sometimes remind her of observing simplicity. Imam Khomeini was very careful even while performing ritual ablution. In other words, he used to turn off the tap and then turn it on for each part of the ablution. It has been narrated that when he drank water, he would not pour away the additional water and he would put a piece of paper on the glass to drink it later on. As a disciple of Imam Ali's school, Imam Khomeini used to sharpen his pencil and write lines near to each other to avoid extravagance. Once he said, "Many may think that material welfare and having money in banks or owning lands and such things will bring man happiness. This is a mistake that some make. When we evaluate the happiness of human beings, we realize that the happy were those who were in slums. Those who are in palaces are not happy." During the eight-year imposed war and the likely terrorist attacks, the lives of Imam Khomeini and his near ones were at serious risk. Yet the Imam never agreed with taking special measures to safeguard his life and increase his security. As Saddam's army started air raids against Iran's cities, Tehran was targeted with missiles. Saddam had even thought of missile attack on Jamaran to kill Imam Khomeini. In those conditions, the Imam was asked to go to a shelter, which he never accepted. He would say, "Do all people have a shelter or are able to go to a shelter at the time of the enemy's air attack?" The Imam's wife, Lady Khadija Saghafi, would always stay with him at the same room, which was mainly made of wood. One day, a cement makeshift shelter was brought to be set up for Imam Khomeini and his family. He asked about the structure, and when he was answered that the structure had been brought for shelter, he told his son, Ahmad Agha, angrily, "Do all people have a shelter so that we too may have one? Ahmad, by God, I don't consider an iota of difference between my life and the life of that guard who is walking in the alley. If they have a shelter, we should have one too. Tell them, take back all these." As it was said, Imam Khomeini would seriously refrain from luxurious life and would prevent others against trappings. His daughter, Ms. Farideh Mustafavi, says, "The rocks of the exterior of Imam's house were incomplete. I told him to let us fill the empty part. He said, 'There is a rock in the interior.' I told him that they are gilim and are not good for the exterior. He said, 'Is this the house of a chancellor?' It is also famous that when the Imam was asked to let the eroded bricks of the steps be changed, he simply said, 'Tell the mason to turn over the eroded bricks and put them in their place.'" Imam Khomeini had also been asked to let the plaster of the room be renewed, which he reacted and said, "You are building a palace for me. I am not a palace dweller. Do not do this. If you want to decorate here, stop it till I am alive." Dear listeners, these were few examples of the simple life of a man who overthrew the despotic Pahlavi regime and brought the global arrogance, symbolized by the US, to its knees.